Come on, praise him. Hallelujah. In, amen, 1 John, praise God. This, amen, praise God, is John, amen, praise God, the, amen, apostle, can you say amen? The apostle John is the writer of the book, amen, of 1st and 2nd and 3rd John, those letters, can you say amen? And of the book of Revelations and of the gospel that also bears his name. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, John, amen, praise God, is given some instruction, praise God, amen, that is very, very important for the people of God. Amen, praise God. And that instruction enable us, praise God, to identify a spirit that is against the Lord Jesus Christ. That spirit is identified as a antichrist. Amen. And we are in a time, amen, praise God, where, amen, so much of the world is antichrist. Amen, praise God. They, amen, praise God, don't want to acknowledge, amen, praise God, a foundational doctrine. Amen. They are not, amen, praise God, so much against Jesus because they'll use his name. Can you say amen? And they will refer to him, amen, praise God, as a historical figure, and they will identify him as a miracle worker. Can you say amen? But, amen, as it was in Jesus' own day, they didn't mind him being Jesus. They just didn't want him to be the Christ. Can you say amen? They didn't mind, amen, praise God, him, amen, doing some work. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But, amen, we cannot identify you, amen, praise God, as that one that we are looking for, because we as the Jewish nation are looking for a Messiah. They, praise God, missed a lot while they were looking. Can you say amen? Malachi had told them, can you say amen, that Elias must first come. And amen, praise God, and they were looking for the Messiah, but they missed, hallelujah, Elias. And that is John the Baptist who came in that spirit. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. They knew, amen, he had to precede the Christ. Amen. But they, praise God, didn't recognize that voice of the one crying in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, they were looking very hard, not only, praise God, for the Christ, and amen, some of them stumbled over, amen, praise God, the prophet, amen, praise God, that prophesied that Elias must first come, because they say this can't be Messiah because Elias ain't got here yet. Can we say amen? But they missed him, even though, praise God, he was in front of them. Amen. Even though he fulfilled, amen, what, hallelujah, Isaiah had prophesied of him. He was the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. But God had to let those that were his disciples know, amen, praise God, that this, amen, praise God, one that they thought was just another prophet, amen, praise God, that there's nobody among the children of men that have been born that was greater than John the Baptist. Can we say amen? Why? Because he had that special ministry to introduce, hallelujah, the Lord of Lords, amen, the one that was, amen, the one who Israel was waiting on and looking for. Amen, praise God. We in the church age are to be reminded, praise God, hallelujah, that a lot of things that we call as foundational to the church doctrine, can you say amen? And while they may be foundational doctrines, I'm talking to you today about the foundational doctrine. Can we say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God, that the church does not stand alone. It doesn't stand by itself. Can you say amen? But the church, hallelujah, is built upon something. Amen. And what the church is built upon is a foundation. Can we say amen? Amen. Praise God. The foundation, amen. Praise God, is what holds up. Can you say amen? Our doctrine of one Lord and one faith and one baptism. Amen. The foundation, amen, is what holds up our doctrine. Amen. That there is one God who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. Praise God. The foundation holds up the church. Can you say amen? That identifies, praise God, the fact that we need to repent of our sin and be baptized in water in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin and receive from God the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And so, praise God, while all of these are important doctrines, can you say amen? Amen. There is a foundational doctrine. And the foundational doctrine is what the church stands on. Amen. Praise God. And so then the devil want to fight against the foundational doctrine because he can topple everything else if he get that, amen, to be moved. But thanks be to God, we already know his battle is in vain because God already told us that the gates of hell shall not prevail, amen, against, amen, the church, amen. But realize, amen, praise God, that the foundational doctrine turns around who Jesus is. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. We've got to, amen, praise God, let the world know, because they want to diminish him and make him less than who he is. But we, the church, we, the people of God, we know our God. We know who he is. You know who brought you out. You know who delivered you. You know who made a way when there was no way to be made. You know who was your lamp in darkness and your covering in the storm. You know it was the Lord Jesus Christ. You ought to give him another praise. So, hallelujah. Amen. After the nation had, hallelujah, looked another way, hallelujah, Jesus looked, amen, at his, hallelujah, apostles, because others had opinions as to who Jesus was. But amen, but the people of God, you need to know who your God is. You need to know that the enemy, hallelujah, wants to diminish who your God is, but we will not allow him to be diminished, but we will lift him up and we will give him glory. We will praise him in the morning. We will praise him in the noonday. We'll praise him when the sun go down. We'll rise up giving him the glory. We'll go in praising him and come out praising him on the other side, because we know him. Can we say amen? And so, hallelujah, Jesus asked, hallelujah, his apostles, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter, can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, Peter got a revelation direct from heaven. Can you say amen? And Peter said, thou art the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. Can you say amen? Amen. Jesus heard what Peter had revealed, and he told Peter, Peter, amen, blessed are you. Because you got revelation. Amen. You didn't get it from men. Not in a cemetery. Or a seminary. Amen. Praise God. You got it directly from God. Amen. And here it is. And Jesus tells Peter, upon this rock. Now are y'all hearing me? Amen. I will build my church. Tell your neighbor, the church is built on a rock. Amen. And that rock is revelation of who Jesus is. Amen. The church stands on that foundational doctrine of knowing who Jesus is. And if you take away who our God is, you will topple, amen, the church. But the church will ever lift up the revelation of who Jesus is. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You better praise him today. That's why the world want to pull Jesus down into the category of just a man. But Messiah is more than man. Tell your neighbor, the anointed one is more than man. He is also God. Y'all better praise him. God, Lord, tell your neighbor, he's more than man. He's also God. You can say anything you want to say about Jesus, but the world don't want you to say that he's God. And very soon as you begin to say he's God, they got an issue. They got a problem. Can you say amen? Why? Because it is another spirit. It is the spirit of Antichrist. Amen. The devil don't want us to praise him for who he is, but he is God over my circumstances. He's God over my life. He's God in the universe. He's God in the heaven. He's God in the earth. He's God when you go out. He's God when you come back in. He's God in the Alpha. He's God in the beginning and the end. So he's God in the Alpha and the Omega. He's God from the beginning of time to the end of time. And from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. You ought to praise your God. Give him glory. Nothing else mean anything if Jesus ain't God. Can you say amen? Amen. If he, hallelujah, is not the one that made the heavens and the earth, if he is not, hallelujah, the creator that was in the beginning. John lied because he said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And hallelujah, he went down and said that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Tell your neighbor, without controversy, amen, God was manifested in the flesh. Amen. There is no spiritual controversy about what God did. Can you say amen? But men have controversy about this God that we worship because they don't want to identify him in the flesh. They want to keep him in heaven. But tell your neighbor, he didn't stay in heaven. He came down and he redeemed me and he brought me out of my darkness into a marvelous life. He is God. He could have stayed in heaven. Can you say amen? But if he stayed, I would not be redeemed. Hallelujah. He could have stayed in heaven. Can you say amen? And from
from heaven. He's going to heal every natural disease. Hallelujah, from heaven. He's going to heal, hallelujah, AIDS and amen, Ebola and whatever else, amen, in the world. He could have stayed in heaven and healed everything that was, hallelujah, causing disease in the world. Because in the 103rd Psalm, he let it be known that he is the Lord who healeth all your diseases. Can you say amen? But there was a sickness, hallelujah, that God couldn't stay in heaven and take care of. He had to come out of heaven. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, Dr. Jesus had to make a house call. Can you say amen? Because he couldn't stay in heaven and bring redemption for humanity. But on a hill called Golgotha, and on a cross they say was rugged, they hung him high and they stretched him wide. Amen. And he suffered there, he bled there, and he died there. Amen. What did he do? He purchased our redemption, and by his stripes we are healed. Lord, person, that healing was of your spiritual, hallelujah, condition. But thanks be to God, God has died that we might live, and he is to be given glory by every one of us. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Your salvation was purchased by the Lord God Almighty. Give him the glory.
Amen. Praise God. Don't think, and I won't be much longer, but don't think, hallelujah, praise God, it's just now that men want to diminish God. Amen. And don't want to give and recognize who he is. Can you say amen? They want him to be man only. Can you say not God, man only. Amen. Praise God. And so, amen, with the Pharisees, amen, when presented with the question from Jesus, amen, praise God, had in their mentality that their Messiah that they were looking for to come was going to be man only. Can you say amen? They had it in their mind that a man is coming, amen, to deliver us and to lift up, hallelujah, praise God, Israel again, hallelujah, and bring them again to the height of the nations. And they were absolutely right. A man was coming. Can you say amen? But more than a man was coming, but greater than a man was coming, amen, but never before has there been a man like this in the world. So Jesus asked them, what do you think about the Messiah? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. These were the religious leaders. They were looking for Messiah. They were expecting a Messiah. One thing about the Jews, they didn't have no problem with the Messiah coming. They just had problem recognizing him when he came. Can we say amen? Amen. They were looking for the Messiah. And so Jesus, can you say amen? Amen. Put to them a little question. And they jumped on it because they were the religious leaders. They knew what was up. Can you say amen? Jesus asked us this little simple question. We know what's up. Can you say amen? Soon as Jesus asked, amen, whose son is it? Amen. They replied immediately, amen, he's the son of David. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And amen. They were half right. Tell you they were half right. Don't get you the glory. Amen. Tell you they can't be half right. Right? You got to be all the way right. You got to be completely right. Half right ain't going to get you in. Amen. Don't get the baptism and stop. You need the Holy Ghost too. Can you say amen? You don't need half right. Amen. Don't get the Holy Ghost and leave off the baptism. You need the baptism in Jesus' name too. Can't be half right. You got to do what God require of us to do. And he asked them, whose son is he? And they were quick. The son of David. That's who he is. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But but God wasn't done. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. So he wanted to know, well, if he's the son of David, can you say amen? Well, why then did David call him Lord? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. If David called him Lord, how is he his son? Can you say amen? When you have the wrong spirit, when you have the Antichrist spirit, you'll never be able to put together who Jesus is. Can you say amen? Because the spirit of Antichrist, amen, don't want to acknowledge that God was manifested in the flesh. The spirit of Antichrist don't want to say that he, that is God Almighty, came and put on flesh. Can you say amen? But as long as you, amen, don't want to recognize who the Messiah is, amen, you're operating in a different spirit, and you never can get saved, amen, until you come to faith, amen, in who Jesus is. The church, amen, stands firmly on this foundation. Can you say amen? Amen. It is the revelation of who Jesus is. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You better praise him. Can you say amen? Amen. We know, amen, that a lot of them got little G's, a little God over here, and a little God over there. But our God is the big G God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, my God is a big G God. Amen. He can heal all manner of sickness. My God can deliver out of impossible circumstances. My God can make ways out of no ways. My God is a light in darkness and a lamp unto my feet. My God got a record that he never failed and he never cut short of his promises. Can your God do what my God can do? And if he can, your God is my God. My God is your God. And he alone is God all by himself. Everything. Can you say amen? The enemy want to pull him down to just be a man. That is Antichrist. But I'm so glad that God already got it fixed. That amen. That on this foundation, even the gates of the hell shall not prevail. God will be God. And that is the end of the sinners. Tell your neighbor, God will be God. That's the end of it. Amen. No matter what the enemy may try to do, God will prevail every day, every way, every time. He will yet overcome, and he will yet be victorious in our lives. They couldn't answer because they wanted to limit who God was. They couldn't answer because they didn't realize what we now realize, that he was the root of David as well as his offspring. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And before, amen, praise God, amen, David was, there was God. Before Abraham was, there was God. Before anything was, there was God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, he is the beginning. And you say thank you, Jesus. And when we don't want to recognize, amen, praise God, who our Jesus is, that he is God, amen, praise God, then we don't have an answer. Sometimes, and I'm going to leave you, but sometimes when we don't have an answer for the enemy, Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because, amen, you say, if he's God, why are you still down there in the valley? Can you say that? And they said, he's telling you, if he's God, then why you ain't healed? Why you ain't walking and running? If he's God, can you say thank you, Jesus? How come, amen, praise God, you lost that money the other week? Amen. If he's God, how come, amen, he let John the Baptist get his head cut off? Amen. If he's God, amen, praise God, why didn't he stop? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy, Goliath, before David ever got there, amen, he could have put him down. Can we say amen? But amen, in face of every challenge that the enemy will bring us, we got to know, yes, I may be in the valley, but he's still God. Yes, I may not yet have gotten my victory, but he's still God. Amen. Yes, he may have allowed X, Y, or Z in my life, but I'm not going to murmur. I'm not going to complain, because I know who he is. He is God. And anytime he gets ready, he can turn the circumstances all the way around. So rather than shut my mouth and act like I don't know who my God is, I will open my mouth even in the valley and tell that devil God is still reigning. He's still high. He's still able to do whatever I need him to do. And I trust him. Anybody trust your Lord? Anybody trust your God? I trust him, amen, to act in my behalf when I need him. He'll never fail me. He'll never let me down. He knows what's best for me. He knows the way that I take. He knows my down setting. He knows my uprising. He knows me better than I know myself. So whatever he tells me, I want to have the mind to say to him, yes, Lord, hallelujah, not my will, but thy will be done. If I go through the fire, I don't mind. Just go with me. Hey. Amen. If I gotta go through the flood, go, I don't mind. Me. Just go with me. Yes. If I gotta stand in the storm, I don't mind. Just stand with me. Yes. Amen. God be there. Amen. For me. That whenever I need you, I can lean on you. Whenever I need you, you can embrace me. Whenever I need you, you can encourage me. Whenever I need you, you can lift up my heart. Lord, just be God. Just be God. The enemy, amen, praise God, would destroy the foundation doctrine. And the church stands on the foundational doctrine.
Yes, Lord.
And guess what? God knows them that are his.
Hey, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. He knows.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Whether you know who he is and believe who he is, or if it's just words coming out of your mouth. Can you say, tell your neighbor, God knows. And because God knows, he holds the foundation sure. Can you say amen? And this revelation of who God is, amen, praise God, amen, will be challenged on your job, will be challenged when you witness, will be challenged on your right hand and on your left, amen, praise God, to bring Jesus down from being God to just being a man. And so the church cannot relent. We cannot relent. Every chance we got, amen, we got to put it in their face. This Jesus who you call a man, amen, praise God, is very God. This Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. This Jesus, amen, praise God, is the God that I serve, the God that I worship, and the God that I glorify. This Jesus is God. And so, amen, praise God, while you're fighting for the baptism in Jesus' name, and it's a good fight, continue to fight. Amen, praise God. What you're fighting for, amen, praise God, the idea of the oneness of God, keep on fighting. It's a good fight.
Hallelujah.
But also fight against the spirit of Antichrist, who wants to make Jesus less than God. But he is God. And he'll never be less than God. Amen. Because in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead in one body. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? He was God before the incarnation. He was God as he was incarnated. And he will ever be a God. Only thing God did was change in testimony. Can you say amen? Because before incarnation, amen, he was only known as the living God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He is the God that lived. But after incarnation, after he went to Golgotha, after he shed his blood, he took up another testimony. Amen, praise God. Not only is he the living God, amen, praise God, but he is also the God who was dead and is also alive. Can we say amen? So the living God came, put on flesh, and died, and got back up again. Amen, praise God. Adding to the testimony of the greatness of God. Tell your neighbor, you can never diminish who God is. But you can add praise. You can add glory. You can add thanksgiving. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You can never make him less. But you can always add some more to who he is for you. Can you say amen? And you can make him just as great as you want to make him for you. And if you know what he's done for you, you won't hold back and hold him to a smaller place. But you will elevate him to a higher and a higher and a higher place.
That's right.
Because this Jesus that we serve, he alone is God. It is the foundational, amen, doctrine. It is the thing upon which the church stands. Amen, praise God. That revelation of who Jesus is. Who is he? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Beautiful. God bless you.